American Language Course, Review of Situation Tapes 6 to 18. Hello again. I'm George Madison. Remember me? I talked to you before and asked you a lot of questions when you and Joe Smith were in New York City. You've learned more new words since then, and you've visited many places in this country. So I'm going to ask you some more questions about the things you learned and the words you know, okay? When you visited the high school in New York, you learned about the students and the courses they study. What do the students get at school? Well, yes, they get an education, right? What is another way of saying that the students must attend classes every day? They're required to attend classes every day. If you speak a foreign language, is it the language of your country or of another country? Of another country. What do you study when you learn about the places on the earth and what the people do there? You study geography. What are students studying when they learn about things that happened many years ago? History. And what are the students studying when they learn how to play games and how to keep their bodies strong? Physical education. What is the work that teachers give students to do after class? Assignments. Okay. Now, give me an example of some sports equipment that the students use in sports competition. A baseball bat, a football, soccer ball, many other things. What do the students do to keep in good physical condition? They exercise regularly. When you were in New York, Joe told you about the ranch in Texas. Is a ranch like a farm or like a theater? It's like a farm. What is another way of saying that Joe's father has a ranch and that it's his ranch? He owns a ranch. When you and Joe traveled from New York to Texas, what type of transportation did you use? The train. When you arrived in San Antonio, a relative of Joe's met you at the station. It was Joe's father's brother. What do you call the brother of your father? Your uncle. When the train departed for San Antonio, was it leaving or arriving? It was leaving New York. Good. Now, what is the opposite of expensive? Cheap is the opposite of expensive. You and Joe traveled to Texas on the train. If the train was crowded, were there no people or many people on the train? There were many people on the train. Is a train public or private transportation? It's public transportation. If you have some extra money, do you need some money, or do you have more than enough money? Yes, you have more money than you need. You met Mr. Brown on the train. Remember him? He was a weatherman, and his job was to forecast the weather. Does he tell about tomorrow's weather or yesterday's weather? He tells about tomorrow's weather. When there are no clouds in the sky and the sun is out, is the weather clear or cloudy? It's clear. And when there is a shower, what kind of shower falls from a thundercloud? A thunder shower. When it's cold and the rain becomes ice, what can fall from the sky? Snow, right. And at what temperature does water change to ice? At 0 degrees centigrade. What do we call the percent of water in the air? The humidity. What is the opposite of wet? Dry. You and Joe got off the train when it stopped at a small town, remember? What did you watch on the street when you walked into town? A parade. Before you watched the parade, Joe had to cash a check. What did the clerk have to see before he would cash Joe's check? Some identification. What are some different kinds of identification? Driver's license, ID card, or passport? Yes. Then, you hurried back to the train. What were you doing when you hurried? You were walking very fast. The train took you on to San Antonio. Joe's Uncle Bill met you and drove you to the garage to get the Jeep. What is a garage? A garage is a place where cars are repaired or serviced. What did the mechanic do to make the Jeep shine? He polished it. Joe, instead of Uncle Bill, drove the Jeep. Who drove the Jeep? Joe. It was 48 miles from San Antonio to the Smith Ranch. Joe had to stop the Jeep at an intersection. What is an intersection? A place where two highways cross. What kind of traffic sign told Joe how fast he could drive on the highway? A speed limit sign. Joe stopped the Jeep and showed you a snake that was poisonous. What type of snake was it? A rattlesnake. Where are the rattles on a rattlesnake? On the tail. If a snake bite is fatal, will you still be living or will you be dead? You'll be dead. What is the help that we give a man before he goes to the doctor? First aid. Good. Did Joe tell you how he usually kills rattlesnakes on his ranch? He usually uses a gun. Well, you finally arrived at the Smith Ranch. Joe's mother and father weren't there. They had gone to find someone to fix the broken water pump. When the pump was fixed, was it still broken? No, it wasn't. What is at the bottom of a water well? Water, right. And is a well above the ground or down under the ground? It's down under the ground. What does the water go through to get up to the pump? Through a pipe. And what is a place above the ground to hold water? A water tank. An electric motor makes the water pump run. What carries electricity to the electric motor? electric wires. If a water tank is empty, is there water or no water in it? There's no water in it. You are hungry when you want food. What are you when you want water? Thirsty. Good. Well, Joe's father had someone repair the pump. Did he fix the pump or break the pump? He fixed the pump. You met Joe's father and mother in the ranch house. What does Joe's mother do in the kitchen? Yes, she prepares the food. She cooks it. The bedrooms in the ranch house are above the kitchen. Are they upstairs or downstairs? They're upstairs. If food must be kept cold, where does Joe's mother put it? In the refrigerator. And if food doesn't have to be kept cold, where does she usually keep it? In a cabinet. Where does Joe's mother buy her food? In a supermarket. What has to be done to the electric plug to make the refrigerator work? It has to be connected to the wall plug, right. And how many eggs are in a dozen? 12. Good. You and Joe drove around the ranch before dinner. Are the roads on the Smith Ranch private roads or public roads? Private roads. On the public roads, who enforces the traffic laws? The police. What happens when two cars hit each other? Yes, that's an accident. When a driver doesn't concentrate on driving, what can happen? An accident. When a traffic sign says, curve, will you drive straight ahead or turn? You will turn. Do stones on a road make the road smooth or rough? Stones make it rough. Is a public highway or a private road usually smooth and wide? A public highway. Is most of the ranch area of Joe's ranch suitable for vegetables or for cows? For cows. And what grows in the soil for the cows to eat? Grass. What is the place where Joe's land ends and his neighbor's land begins? The border. What do you say about a river that turns and curves? It bends. Is the river shallow or deep when the water in the river is low? It's shallow. When you returned to the ranch house, you met Joe's friend, Jim White. He teaches school. Jim teaches about the places on the earth and what the people do there. What is the course that he teaches? He teaches geography. Jim told you about the geography of this country. You looked at a map and talked about the industries in the United States. What industry makes cars? The auto industry. Does the paper industry use fish or wood? Wood. When something is manufactured, is it made by hand or by machines? By machines. Do we find iron or steel in the ground? Iron. What is the building where things are manufactured? A factory. And does a farm or a large factory provide jobs for more people? A factory. Jim told you about the land that was smooth and had no mountains. What kind of land is this? It's flat land. Is a wet or a dry climate excellent for farming? A wet climate. Part of the United States is a desert area. Is a desert area usually very wet or very dry? It's very dry. Is modern equipment the newest or oldest type of equipment? The newest type. And what did Jim White tell you was one of the main products of the South, a product that is used to make clothes? Cotton. I thought you'd remember that. And what state produces a large quantity of oil? Texas. Is aluminum a light metal or a heavy metal? It's a light metal. Well, Jim told you many things about this country, and you saw many things on your trip with Joe. You visited his ranch in Texas, a high school in New York, and saw a parade in a small town. And you certainly speak English better now. But you have much more to learn, don't you? Yes, you do. But you are learning very well. Well, that's all for now. I hope I have the pleasure of talking to you again sometime. So long. This is the end of Review Tape 6 to 18.